It will be launched today with a speech from the president, and he's going to ask people to be at home for the next 3 days, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so that they're there when the sensitization groups come around, when the community groups come around to talk to them about Ebola. So the plan is the team will have the local health worker and a couple of people that were nominated by the community who are from the community who will have the training on Ebola, as in symptoms, how to protect yourself, what to do if somebody is sick, and then they'll be able to give that information as well as answer questions.
How many homes do they hope to reach?
Well, the government says they hope to reach 100% of homes, but WHO has trained up some monitors. These are the kinds of monitors that go around in vaccination campaigns as well. So 100 monitors have been trained up, and they'll be spot checking about 24,000 homes so they can get an idea of how many homes are reached in the campaign. But it's not just the door-to-door as well. Radio shows are really getting in on the program as well, and they'll be doing special call-ins. They'll have guests on so they can continue to spread the message. So even if a home is not visited by these community teams, the family also has a chance to get more information on Ebola if they turn on their radio that day.
Now, this is countrywide, right? It is not just in the capital.
That's right. Supposed to be every single household, every district, every part of the country, even the hard-to-reach section.
That's a pretty ambitious project considering Sierra Leone has a population of about 6 million.
You're right. It is ambitious. And so that's why we're saying you might as well aim high. The goal is very good. The idea of bringing people from the community to be more engaged in the fight against the Ebola virus is very important. And the idea that the communities themselves be involved, that it can't be something that trickles down from elsewhere, but the communities themselves need to be the ones asking the questions. If nothing else, just the fact that the campaign is happening is helpful. And it's not unprecedented here. They had a stay-at-home prayer and reflection in early August, which went very well. It was very smooth. People did stay home. It's not enforced. People are allowed to leave their homes after hours to go get water and other vitals. They're allowed to be around their homes. They're just not supposed to go out and travel and congregate. It's really to stay home, listen to the radio, think and talk about Ebola.
Let me ask you about the response in Sierra Leone. From the WHO's viewpoint, what's going right? What's going wrong?
The right things are being done. You just need more of it. The burial teams are trained. The burial teams are doing exactly what they need to, but there's not enough of them. They need more vehicles. They need more support. They need more people trained up. More treatment centers are needed. Contact tracing is the exact right thing to do. You need to follow up if somebody has been sick, see how many other people were potentially exposed. There aren't enough people doing contact tracing as well. Not to paint too gloomy a picture, though, there are encouraging signs. Cuban and Chinese healthcare workers have arrived this week. The UK has promised further support for this country to help build and supply up to 700 more Ebola beds. That's all pointing in the right direction. It's no single body acting alone that can do it. It's the continued efforts of the government, WHO, UNICEF, MSF, and other partners that are on the ground as well.
You know, we hear a lot of bad news coming out of the Ebola-affected countries and the images of people in protective suits. But you're in Freetown now. What exactly is the mood there regarding this crisis?
You know, it's the perfect time to speak to me. I'm standing outside a radio station where I just did an interview. The woman walking by with a basket on her head with a wash basin. There's two younger children that have baskets with bananas. The streets are full of cars. It's raining today. People have up their umbrellas. You would never be able to tell the Ebola outbreak, and that's the thing. It's life as usual for most people. But in the hot spots, in some villages, there are the whole families that have died from Ebola, and there's a lot of sadness. But if you look at the number of cases, it should help put it in perspective. Every year, normally it loses about 6,000 people to malaria. And so far, this country has lost in the range of 1,000 people to Ebola. So it sort of puts it in perspective. If you think of a country of this many people and that number of deaths, you can see that it's not everybody who's affected. But everybody needs to be aware so that they don't become affected in some way, so they don't lose a family member. That's why the awareness is so important.